If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's check in with the Illinois Department of Transportation. Maria Castaneda joins us. Maria, good morning. You folks have plenty of salt. It's been piling up all winter, hasn't it?
Good morning. Yes, actually, we have just over 160,000 tons of salt. So, yes, we are definitely ready with that.
And as you know, the afternoon commute is going to be much worse than what's going on this morning. What's the plan?
So you are correct on that. So we're already have our full force out in gear, ready to go. We got approximately 150 trucks out there across the entire district. So, you know, just want to remind folks, you're right. The definitely morning rush hour is not going to be too bad, but if you go out in the middle of the day or in the evening, definitely going to be a lot more of a challenge. So definitely give yourself that room between you and the vehicle in front of you, and also please give our plows room to work. You know, if they're hit, we have to take them off the system and make sure everything's okay. That's the last thing we want to do in a storm like this.
Do you have to wait until the traffic subsides to get most of the trucks out on the roads, Maria?
No, actually, we're out there along with you. So if there is a lot of traffic, we're kind of stuck in the rush hour traffic as well. But, no, we try to get out there ahead of, you know, any issues when we can. Obviously, the snow hasn't compiled in most of the areas yet to start the plowing. But we definitely try to get out ahead. But we're definitely out there along with you as well.
How are you going to handle Friday, because the snow is supposed to come back in the afternoon and evening, and, of course, Valentine's Day, you're going to have a lot of people traveling. It's a big night for restaurants. What's the plan for that, Maria?
So basically the same thing. I mean, the one thing we do want to remind folks is, you know, give yourself extra room. In fact, on, you know, Valentine's Day, give yourself that little extra patience, a little extra love for the other people around you. You know, slow down. If you see, obviously, if you see something that's wet, it could very well just be slick. You know, of course, once we get all the snow cleared off, we will definitely put down salt in the areas we can. You know, but always take extra caution on those bridges, those overpasses, those ramps, and even in the intersections. Those areas tend to be a lot more slick than you think.
After Saturday's snowfall, we are going to get some bitter cold temperatures. Does that affect the salt?
Yeah, actually, to a certain degree, salt, you know, will obviously melt, you know, the ice. After that, we have to do what are combined, which is brine. And that's a combination of the salt with some calcium chloride and even beet juice that helps it stick on to the pavement a little bit better. It does work in lower temperatures. But, I mean, again, if we're in the really, really sub-zero type weather, of course, you know, that would always be a challenge for no matter what we put on there. So if we ever drop down that low, you know, stay home if you can. You know,
yeah, if possible. And if you get stuck on the road and you need help from IDOT, you can call, can't you?
Absolutely. So our ETP, those are those big green giant trucks out there, who they're driving up and down the roads anyway to, you know, help any stranded motorists, but you always can call. I think it's *999 as well as 911. Main thing is don't get out of your vehicle. Please stay in your vehicle. If, you know, you are find yourself in need, stay in your vehicle. Wait for help to come to you.
Those crews do a phenomenal job. The only complaint I have, Maria, and we've talked about this before, is you need to change the signage on the truck, because people see those letters, IDOT, and at first glance it seems like it says idiot, but it's IDOT. You know, can you fix that on the trucks?
Yeah, I'll see what I can do, Bob. But it does stand for the Illinois Department of Transportation. So, I mean, if you can think of something that's, you know, a great acronym other than that, you know, please forward it my way. We'll definitely consider it. But it does stand for the Illinois Department of Transportation, but I feel you.
And how long have you been doing this, Maria? You're the public information officer there. How many years now?
Well, I have been with IDOT for 5 years, but previous to that, I had a previous life in other city agencies. So I've been around, I want to say, longer than I want to say. Let's not pull age here now, Bob.
And
but it's all good.
As you know, in Chicago, when you're dealing with snow removal, ever since the Mike Blandick fiasco, it's part of politics here, and it's very important, isn't it?
It definitely is very important, but it's also very important for public safety. I mean, you know, we do realize that not everyone's able to, you know, change being able to get on the road. So we do want for the folks who do have to be out there to get out there and do it safe as possible.
Appreciate you jumping on with us here, Maria Castaneda, IDOT, Illinois Department of Transportation, and we appreciate the work you folks do, not just during the storms, but all year long. Thanks, Maria.
Thank you.